Well, I said the landlord of the hotel the other day, now, whereabouts in New York do you keep the post office? He said, you don't have to go to the post office. Do you see that little box on the post out there on the corner? Well, just put the letter in that box and it'll go right to the post office. Well, I went out there. I had to put me in a difficulty getting the box opening. And when I did get it open, I couldn't find any place to put my letter. There was a lot of knobs and hooks and hinges. Well, I turned down on knob and yanked on a hook and a lot of wheels commenced buzzing and flying around. And I think all the fire bells in New York commenced to ring about that time. Well, I looked around to see where the fire was, and a lot of fire engines and hook and ladder wagons come galloping up to where I stood. And they had one big soda water bottle on wheels, and it busted and dropped soda water all over me. One fella come up to me and said, what are you trying to do with that box? I said, well, I had just written a letter home to Mother, to Mansy Ann, that I was trying to mail it. He said, why, you darned old greenhorn just called out the whole fire department in New York City. There's a letter box over on the other corner. Well, I went over there and put my letter in that box. And I was standing there looking around, trying to come along, open the box, and come in taking the letters out. Well, how do you tell a whole lot about them post office robberies when I was postmaster at Funkin Center and I just arrested him right there? I took him by the nape of the neck and plopped him down on the sidewalk and shot on him. I hollered, fire, murder, watch, police. Said, a lot of constables come running up. They said, what are you trying to do with that man? I said, wow. I caught him right in the act robbing the United States post office, and by singles I arrested him. And they all commenced laughing, and I found out I'd arrested one of the postmasters in New York City.